Hey everyone, welcome to Collectors of Power podcast. I'm your host Bobby, and welcome to episode 3, Pop Goes the Origins. Today we'll be discussing She-Ra and the Princess of Power line, and if it should be in Origins. And before we start, I just want to announce our panels of guys. Who cares? It's Ryan, Bob, and Battle Armor Rhino. What's up, guys? I got finally through.
We're all running on no sleep, just so you know.
Yeah.
This is why.
Yeah, I'm
exhausted. I would like to say this is actually episode 3.1.
Yeah, We had some audio issues of my fault, but yeah, we're going to redo this. Different topic, but same number episode. But before I wanted to get started here, I just wanted to mention I'm very happy with the fans that we have, outspoken fans. We got Grizzlore that's going to be available on Creations for a timed release after the initial day. And then also they heard us and about having Wundar come back. So that's also another tip of the hat to the fans. We all love you guys, and we got to stay outspoken, and so Mattel and them can hear us, and hopefully it'll continue. Maybe every other or every release now will be a timed release, so that would be great. But let's continue now on our discussion for the day. We're talking She-Ra. Right now, they've only released She-Ra twice in Origins. One is a PowerCon exclusive, and one as a regular release in the stores. I want to see what you guys' thoughts are about having it released as a full line in Masters of the Universe Origins, and what type do you want to see in there? So you guys can go ahead and discuss that.
Well, I think we need to start it off with She-Ra, She-Ra, you know.
Well, now I got to pay for that song.
I'm going to say just not Origins. You know, as much as I love He-Man, her transformation sequence is the best. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's so good. Even my son, he's like, oh, I love it. And I'm just like, so anyway, I just have to throw it out there. Every time I listen to it, my son's like, can we listen to it in the car? We just put it on repeat, listen to it like 10 times. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done with it. But it is one of the best.
Yeah, especially when when she does it when He-Man's on the cartoon with her. That's even more special to me because I still love that He-Man opening. But so with the Origins, you guys want to let me ask you this then. You guys want to see it as how the PowerCon exclusive was, or do you want to see the line continue as the way it was released in stores without the braided hair?
Or I'm fine with the plastic hair personally because, you know, when you go back and you try to rebuy the vintage figures, a lot of them have so many hair problems. You know, the rooted hair was nice, and I get it. You know, they wanted it to be more like Barbie. You know, the Princess of Power line was made to draw girls into Masters of the Universe. And so they were trying to go with that more doll feel by having her battle axe be a comb. She had rooted hair, so you could actually brush her hair and braid it and things like that. She came with different outfits that you could buy individually, so that you could change her clothes. So they were trying to capitalize on that Barbie market. I understand that. But with Origins, I'm totally fine if they went with the plastic hair. You know, that's what we've always had with Tila. And so I have both. I have the SDCC exclusive one and I have the retail release. And I think I would just be fine with that.
I'm surprised. I thought you would like to see it more as a vintage figure than the plastic haired.
Well, the thing for me is, you know, I was really drawn to those designs of the vintage dolls. You know, Filmation did a lot of overhaul of the look of the characters. So what I really want is for Origins to continue Princess of Power, but base the figures on the vintage dolls. We are getting the Filmation looks in Masterverse. So, you know, that's going to scratch that itch. But, you know, I still want Frosta to look like she did in the first toy. I still want Castispella to look like she did in the original. I don't want them to go the route of Filmation. You know, I want my Catra to have the gray mask with the fuzzy tail and her claw scratch action and all that stuff. But yeah, I want them to look like the first toys.
Just with plastic hair.
Just with plastic hair, just because I think it holds up better.
Yeah, the durability is a lot better.
Yeah, because I'm the opposite. I'm wanting it to be more like Filmation version. I don't know why. I think they look better than the original toys, but I know Origins is trying to match up what the original vintage looks like. So that it's it'll be something to see, you know. I don't know. I like I said, if you look at Bo and you look at the vintage, but you look at him as in Filmation, what version would you like better?
The original.
The vintage one? Because he looks kind of like New Adventures He-Man, if you think about it.
Yeah, but again,
he had the heart pump action and the gold armor and.
Yeah, but I think what Rhino's saying too is that line, the hair was so. We have a shop here, and it's, you look at him, you're just like, well, that's so jacked up. I'm not buying it. He may be a great paint job, but like, I know you can restore hair. I see people do it on TikTok all the time. I get, you know, sometimes it's like doll restoration, but I think from his perspective is. Getting a decent figure that doesn't require a lot of personal intervention per se really will scratch that itch and be like, hey, now I actually have this figure. It may have plastic hair, but you know, it does satisfy that itch for collection purposes. And me, I'm good either way. Like, I feel like it's so weird because I think the way they're releasing stuff is like, you know, I mean, they're now, you know, they released the two 2000X figures. It's like, well, we've missed a whole bunch of stuff that we still need to get. Let's not jump so far ahead. And I get why they're doing it. They're trying to get some stuff out, see if it's receptive and then maybe expand upon it. But, you know, having really only one retail release of She-Ra and nobody else, I think it is a little disheartening. But again, you think about it, like I think about this too. Like I used to, you know, I grew up with Power Rangers and I, you know, lived with them, you know, collected those. And when you go to the store, the ones you still see on the shelves are always the female figures. And I don't mean that in like any disrespect, but it's primarily a male, you know, demographic that they're appeasing to. And unless you're a collector and want all of the figures, those usually are the last ones that get picked up, and they're like literally one in a case. And so that may be their fear of, hey, we're going to make these, people aren't going to buy them, and they're just going to be shelf warmers.
Yeah, but I think She-Ra was different, though. I mean, when she came out, I mean, none of us could find her.
No.
I mean, we were lucky to be able to order off. I think I had ordered mine off Amazon.
Well, but again, it might have been like the one per case, too, you know, like they did with Power Rangers. So they're just like, hey, we're just getting it out there. And, you know, but.
But I think the Princess of Power line, though, is a little bit more popular, though, than that, you know, and maybe it is just a niche market. But I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people out there that really do want this. You know, and if you're, when you're talking about, you know, going the vintage look with the hair and stuff, you could always throw in a few exclusives here and there with the hair like that, just like they did with the first release of She-Ra.
Yeah, because I've been hearing that a lot too. There's a couple people talking like that on Twitter as well, that they think that the She-Ra line will end up sitting on the shelves and not selling. And but then I hear a lot of people wanted it too. So that's where I'm curious on what your guys' thoughts were on this. I like to see it happen. I want them to do a lot of Filmation characters that weren't in the original vintage line, though, as Origins. They did that with Classics, and like you were saying, they're doing it with Masterverse now in that pop line, the Filmation version of it. But I would like to see a even like a Madame Raz, you know, Scorpia, stuff like that, and, you know, Seahawk. He would be a great Origins figure. But yeah, it's, I'm kind of surprised that you guys weren't wanting it with the hair. in going with the plastic, but
yeah, but I think it is just because of all of us that, you know, do go to some of the toy stores, the vintage stores, and just see the, you know, really messy looking heads.
Well, yeah.
And personally, I think personally, like, I have a vintage She-Ra, and personally, I think I would much rather them plastic hair and spend a little extra on their clothing, because sometimes that sheer material is so thin, like the you know, it's really garbage. And so I would rather them say, hey, let's do a little bit higher quality costumes for them, because that to me is what really kind of sets them apart.
So then you're saying you wanted the costumes plastic as well, or you want them doll?
No, I mean you look at like in Masterverse, you look at, you know, King Grayskull or Scareglow, their capes, like, you know, find something that is a little bit better material. I know a lot of it's that sheer, you know, stuff that's not the greatest, but, you know, maybe a backing with the sheer on front of it stitched on it or something, you know, just to make it a little bit more durable, because I think it will rip really quick.
Well, it's
still
like
fabric, but better quality.
Okay, because when they, like, made Scareglow, and I'm sure King Randor, it's plastic capes, you know, they didn't go with the felt or whatever it's made out of. So that's why I'm curious on if you want to appeal to the majority. I think plastic would probably be better for Origins. You know, the other stuff is more for Masterverse with the material. So
plastic's easier for mass production too, though.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, you look at, like, I mean, here's, you know, classic She-Ra. You know, she's got, you know, the plastic here, plastic cape. It's not horrible. I wouldn't hate it. But you look at some of these other, you know, figures, you know, like Frosta with her kind of bigger cape, you know, in the back. Like, would that translate really well as a big piece of plastic? Or, you know, is it better to go with fabric? I don't know. It's a weird edge sword, and, you know, I don't think, you know, we don't see a lot of that in the Origins, because you say it's plastic. You see more of the fabrics on the Masterverse. So if the Origins prices are going up, and, you know, like, maybe they can invest a little bit more into better fabrics. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm asking too, because, you know, like I was saying earlier, Origins is matching the vintage. And if you truly want a reproduction of vintage, you have to go with the way it was originally made. You know, that's what I'm asking. I guess it would be a compromise.
But they didn't do that with Prince Adam, though. Prince Adam was plastic, you know,
yeah,
instead of the fabric.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm curious. Yeah. But the She-Ra line is a whole different animal, I think, than a couple characters from.
Well, yeah, and, like, her piece right here, this is now plastic, where on the vintage it's fabric. So they, you know, they left her cape fabric, and her shoulders are fabric, and the sheer of this is fabric, but this is now hard plastic.
That's the
this was a nice little hybrid.
Yeah, and that's what I'm asking. Hybrid. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. So we could bring up, like, Spinnerella, if you've seen her outfit from Vintage, and she's very rare. If they make her, that's going to be a little more difficult, or trying to reproduce that look of her with all the dangling, you know, outfit she has. Or do you think that would be tough?
I mean, for me, like I said, I want Filmation. If we're going to do Filmation, I want that Masterverse. We've already seen Frost and Shadow Weaver. We know they're coming. We've already got Catra on pre-order. Those are all Filmation. So I think if we're going to do Pop in Origins, it needs to be the original doll's looks.
Okay, so then are you saying then you don't want Shadow Weaver? You don't want Scorpia? You don't want any of those Filmation characters in the Origins line?
No,
really. See, I'm opposite.
Maybe as exclusives, but not like mass appeal retail releases.
Yeah, because
I mean, they can be an exclusive, but
I doubt they're going to release it as a separate line. I'm saying it's going to have the Masters of the Universe backing card, you know, with the rock burst and all that, not the pink, you know, Princess of Power card. So it's going to line up with those figures. But if they go, I'm wanting more of the Filmation characters in that line.
But my fear is that Filmation is going to eclipse the original. And there won't be the original designs anymore. It'll only be Filmation.
Well, yeah.
And I like leaving the Filmation to the Masterverse.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I want the Origins figures to be Filmation characters, but that's me, because I don't have any original She-Ra, and I wasn't really into her when I was a kid. I actually was kind of upset when the cartoon came out, because I was 12 in 85. So when He-Man wasn't on anymore and I saw She-Ra come on, I was mad. I was like, where's my He-Man? Why isn't he on? Because we didn't have internet or nothing, so we don't know anything. You can't look it up right away. And I didn't really watch She-Ra when I was a kid, so I wasn't really into it much. I like it now as an adult, but not as a kid. So I didn't pay attention to any of the toys or anything like that. So I don't have a real big nostalgic feel for the line as much, but I was just, you know, like I said, you know, like Bo would be cool as a Filmation version, but I see where you're coming from with the vintage version. But I don't know if they would go for a what do you want to call it, exclusive version of him or not. But we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, but you could always sprinkle in a few exclusives, just like they did with, you know, throughout this whole line so far. You know, every once in a while they'll throw in a Filmation thing.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking if they would just expand. But then again, it's like, you know, Rhino said, he wants it to be the vintage version. So if you make the vintage version, but you go Filmation with the other characters, it's going to look a little odd with the other figures, you know. So that's a tough one. But like, I wanted to bring up what Ryan said. Like I was hearing on Twitter, you know, some people are saying that it might not sell well because it's more geared towards girls, and it's going to sit on the shelves more, kind of, you know, like some of the other figures that we've seen lately that's been sitting around for a while. Do you think if it did go vintage it would sell, or do you think it would, if it went more Filmation, it would sell, or like a hybrid of both, you said, without the fabric but more of the plastic? I know it's a loaded question, but
I think it's going to sell no matter what. I mean, really the ones that I see sitting on the shelves are the variants and stuff, you know, like the mini comic Stratos and stuff. Yeah, I didn't really see a lot of the main core female characters sitting around.
Well, Buzz Off sits around. Jitsu sits around.
Yeah. I've seen Tila in stores once.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, I saw her when I was headed back home in Little Podunk, Kansas.
Yeah. You know, and some of that's the distribution stuff too, though. It just depends on where you're at. Because I've been to a couple of Walmarts here in town, and they don't have any Origin characters. They haven't for the last year.
Yeah, I went today and I saw Buzz Off and Jitsu and Stratos still. That's the only line I've seen at one. I haven't been to Walmart in months. And they're still there. It's probably the same figures that's been there since I saw them last time.
That's because we all bought them at Target.
Well, I mean, but yeah, but I mean, who, you know, well, let's not.
They came out before the end of last year, and we snagged them up real quick. You know,
right, but
a distribution thing.
But say someone, you know, we go to Walmart and Target to look for most of this stuff. So I'm not. No one's just exclusively going and buying it at one store. They're going to go wherever they can find it. But yeah. So it's, I know that at San Diego Comic-Con this year, this question was brought up at the panel if they were going to bring out any She-Ra characters in the Origins line. They said that, you know, the same line as, you know, we listen to the fans, that right now we don't have any plans. Do you think it will come to the line in the near future? Because I know they've said that before and things have come out, you know, maybe they don't want to give out secrets, but
I think they'll come out, but I think it might be a couple more years though.
You think so?
You know, because they kind of showed a lot of what's going to be coming out over the next 2 years.
Yeah. It looks like they're going more Snake Men and things like that.
Yeah, so it'd be kind of hard to fit those in with the Snake Men and just with the amount of things that are going to be coming out.
Yeah, because they're bringing out the Sunman characters, and I know there's not a ton of Sunman characters, but you know the same argument. Yeah, it's cool that they're coming out, but She-Ra is actually part of the original line. Mm-hmm. You know, are you upset that those figures are coming before She-Ra? I know they're expanding more. You know, I know they want to reach out to everybody, all the fandom. You know, that's why they're bringing out, you know, the 2000X characters and things like that too. But that's more towards the Snake Men, I think. I think that's why, you know. Yeah, yeah. And of course, they're going to come out with the original Skeletor and He-Man anyway. But I don't know if you're upset, but are you disappointed that it hasn't reached us yet? I mean, they made She-Ra already, what, wave 3 and nothing since.
Yeah, I mean, when She-Ra came out, I was hoping they were going to be, you know, sprinkling them in here and there. So I'm kind of a little disappointed that they didn't do that. But I also understand why they're bringing in what they're bringing in. You know, because it is better to include everybody, and I mean, that's going to increase our sales, and it's going to keep the line alive.
Right.
And also, to address the question you asked before about would it sell, I think it will sell because of the same reason that Origins is selling now. There's two main driving factors. You know, one, collectors who are wanting to relive this nostalgia, who are wanting to fill gaps in their collection, you know, they're wanting these toys with modern day craftsmanship. And then two, you know, collectors are buying these for their kids. So I think you've still got a lot of parents out there who were like, oh man, you know, I would love to get my kid a She-Ra figure or a Catra figure, stuff like that. Like, I talked to a lot of people who necessarily aren't buying Origins, but are like, man, I wasn't a big He-Man fan, but I love She-Ra as a kid. You know, I'd love to have a She-Ra figure. So I do think it will still sell, you know, and especially if you stick to the main core group, they're definitely going to sell no matter what, just from completionists and people who want to get them for their kids. So, and as far as how I feel about why they're not mixed in the line, they should be mixed in the line. Like, you know, like you just said, like we should have gotten a Princess of Power at least one per wave or one every other wave at this point. I don't even know what a Cobra Camo is, but I've still not got Catra. It's frustrating.
Yeah, the CamoCon, that's, I believe it's from Brazil. It's like a version that they produced down there. It wasn't released out here. So it's kind of like that that Faker that came in with Duplicat, you know, it was that Leo version. So it's one of those type of versions. But yeah, I was hoping that they did include them in the line. But like I said, since I'm a big Filmation fan, I want to see a lot of those Filmation characters too. Not every single character that has ever been in the cartoon. That would be just insane. But they did that with Classics. And I don't know how well it sold in Classics, the She-Ra figures. I'm pretty sure they sold out, you know, because it was a subscription, of course. But it's, I wouldn't be too interested with a vintage style for some reason. I don't know, but I guess
does that mean you wouldn't buy them?
Well, that's the thing, you know, I get temporary insanity, you know,
you're watching
Mutants,
now you need the Mutants, and then you're going to watch something else. And
yeah.
You're gonna
need that. I know that
you are the biggest FOMO guy out there. So.
I don't know. Well, that's what I was saying that to my wife today. You know, I was, that's why I went and got the Rotan. I said I wasn't going to buy it because I have the vintage. And, you know, I had some stuff hit us, you know, with my car and a TV and all that stuff. So it's a lot of money that ran out. So I'm freaking out trying to tell myself I got to cut out some stuff, but I just can't.
And then you walked down the aisle and went, ooh.
Yeah, well, that's exactly, you know, there's like in me, it's like, I hope I don't find it. But then in me as well, I said, I hope I find it. And I looked down, there it is. I was like, I was happy I found it, you know. So I probably would get it. any of the figures, I guess, the She-Ra, because in a way it is cool since I am a vintage guy. I do like vintage. But I prefer, if I got vintage, I would buy the vintage figure, you know, but that's shoot myself in the head about Origins. It's the same thing. So I think I would be happy with either. I don't know. I'm such a mess when it comes to this stuff. I've been collecting for so long, you know. It's
you sit here talking about this, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, so tomorrow, I haven't been to that store yet that I know has old vintage ones. Maybe I should go and just...
Well, see, and that's what gets me in trouble, too. You know, I started picking up a couple of the New Adventures Mutants. You know, the vintage... I can't call them vintage because it's 1990. So the original figures.
It's vintage.
But, you know, but it's like, you know, I spent $100 there, and then, you know, my TV breaks. That's another $1,500. Then my car broke. And I had to get new brakes, so that was another $1,500. So right there, I have over $3,000 within the month. And here I am wondering if I should still keep buying toys, you know. And it's like what we were talking about before, you know. You know, you got to live, you know. Don't go into debt. But it's, you know, I'm not going into debt because of toys. But it's, but again, you know, it's only one life. You only got a certain amount of days. You might as well enjoy them, right? So. I think with, see, I'm so conflicted with the She-Ra and the Princess of Power line, because in me, yeah, I like the vintage, but again, I want to see all those other characters from Filmation. I know I keep repeating myself, but it's...
So you want it all is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, that's the problem, though. I don't think they would do that. They wouldn't make one version and then another version. I mean, they only made, well, they made the two versions of She-Ra, but that's because she's the main character. You know, that's a given. But one of them was an exclusive. So they're not going to do a bunch of vintage versions as exclusives and then put all the ones in the store as the Filmation version, you know. But it gives me... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I had the same thing happen to me when the She-Ra cartoon came out as what happened to me when the Filmation He-Man cartoon came out, because I had bought all these figures, you know, because it was She-Ra and she was a doll. My parents were like, you can't get a lot of these. These are dolls. So I did have quite a few, but not all. And so when the Filmation cartoon came out, I was like, it was the same thing happened when He-Man came out. I was like, who is this? This is not She-Ra. This is not Catra. That She-Ra's villain is Catra, not Hordak, you know. So I had that same experience all over again. So I think that's part of the reason why I want the vintage dolls, is because, one, to complete the collection, and two, because I had that early attachment with the dolls, like you did with the cartoon. But also, you know, we're still supposed to get a She-Ra live action. And so Mattel may be waiting on that to come out to give us more She-Ra stuff.
Well, and that's why I said when they mentioned that at San Diego Comic-Con that, you know, they're listening to the fans, you know, right now they don't have plans. But I'm sure they have this stuff planned out years in advance, you know, saying this is what we're going to do for next year and this is what we're going to do 2 years from now. So they're not going to give any secrets away. So I don't think it's a dead issue with them. It's just, you know, everybody wants to know everything now, and we want to know everything now. But it's, I don't like you were saying, since the Snake Men and all of them are coming, I don't see it happening again next year for the She-Ra stuff.
That'll no. It'll be at least, you know, 2024, 2025 is my guess. But, you know, I'm probably wrong.
This does not look better than my Origins She-Ra.
Right.
Just saying.
What is that, like, for the people who are listening, not watching?
That's the...
Sorry. So I have in one hand, I have the Super 7 Filmation She-Ra, and in the other hand, I have the Origin She-Ra. And the Origin She-Ra is far superior to the Super 7, not because of craftsmanship, just because of the design. She just is visually more aesthetic. Super 7 makes some phenomenal stuff, and they were very true to the show, but it just doesn't have the same wow factor that the original look did.
I'm trying to get her to stand and her arms, like, I don't know. It's not my favorite by any means.
Yeah, because I got the Super 7 Trap Jaw.
And yeah, they make great stuff. It's
yeah, just it looks cheaper, though, to me. It looks cheaper. And I bought it because it's a Trap Jaw. I have to have almost everything to him. But I love the Filmation colors that he comes, you know, with the pink legs and all that stuff. I'm just a super fan of him. But I looked at it, and it's really glossy, and it's it's good looking, but it doesn't look right. It's just odd to me. It's weird. But
it's always how I felt, too. Right. I never picked up any of their stuff because it just seemed odd.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of them. I mean, they're really super shiny plastic. It doesn't match vintage whatsoever. The Origins is duller. I like that. It's a lot better. It looks more. That looks like if I take it out and I drop it, it might crack on the sidewalk. You know, like it's like hollow, right. Like that hollow plastic. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the old Monster ones.
Yeah, it's different. But so okay, let's jump ahead and let's say they are coming out with vintage style She-Ra figures. With the plastic hair and the durable plastic outfits, what about all the horses? You think they'll come out with those?
I don't, because you know, I don't know for what reason, but Origins has been not releasing mounts and vehicles and stuff nearly at the pace they should have been. Like when Stridor came out, we should have had Nightstalker. You know, we just got Rotom. We still don't have the Battle Ram, which is the back component to the Sky Sled. We still don't have Road Ripper. We still don't have Attack Track. I mean, there's so many things that they've just not given us that you know, they announced the two-pack of Teela and Zor, but no Screech. So, I don't feel like we're ever going to get Swiftwind or the other horses.
Well, in my mind, about...
I might get Swiftwind.
That's what I was wondering. Because, I mean, it's like Battle Cat, you know, for her. You know, she's got to have that. I want to say just real quick, since you brought them up, I want to say Nightstalker is going to come out, I think, when they produce Snake Mountain for some reason, because I know like Stridor has that base that connects with Grayskull. I think they're going to do that with Snake Mountain, so they can't put that out yet because everybody's going to say, oh, that's going to connect. I think the same thing with Screech. I think he'll come out as well when Snake Mountain comes around. Huh.
Maybe that'll be your exclusive figure that'll be inside the box with Snake Mountain.
Yeah, that's kind of boring, though. I don't know if they would do that. I could see him coming with a two-pack, you know, or something like they did with She-Ra, or not with Teela, I'm sorry. But, I don't know. I don't know. So, yeah, I think a lot there'd be a lot of uproar if they didn't have Swiftwind, at least. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how many original horses they had. I think Catra had one, right? One for her?
Yeah, she had a horse.
I think she had a lion.
They all had their own mounts.
Yeah, that pink lion. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well, like you said, though, She-Ra was wave 3, and we just pre-ordered wave 9, and there's still no horse.
Yeah, they already got Panthor and Battle Cat, but no Swiftwing.
Looking at it early on, though, it seemed like they were coming out with a lot of those things, a lot of the, you know, animals and vehicles and stuff in the first few waves, and then it just, like, really died down.
Well, I think it's more of a cost thing as well as selling. A lot of people will buy action figures by the bunch, but not everybody's buying vehicles and especially playsets anymore. That was like a thing back in the day, you know, when I grew up, but you don't find a lot of playsets anymore. Maybe it's like one for the entire toy line, you know, you don't have multiple playsets, but you can probably assume that you will because of Eternia is coming out, but that might be just a hello to the fans, because a lot of us don't have it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. So that brings up, do you think they'll come out with the She-Ra playsets?
No, I desperately want a Crystal Castle. And I've priced the eBay ones a million times. But I don't see us getting it in Origins.
You know, maybe someday, depending upon how things are going. I mean, you mentioned that the playsets are kind of out, but actually, like, in the younger kids and stuff, the playsets are kind of coming back out, you know, because my kids are 4 and 3, so I see all the Paw Patrol stuff, and they come out with a new huge playset, like, every, like, 3-4 months.
Really?
So it seems like, you know, there was a big lull for a while, but it seems like it's starting to come back in style, so, you know, maybe in another 4 or 5 years, maybe that trend might change, you know, as those younger generation keeps getting older.
Yeah, I know. I forgot, like, when my son was young, he was getting into that Imaginex stuff with Batman mm-hmm. and all that. So he had the Batcave, and then he had some weird Joker thing. It was like a funhouse that they came out with. Mm-hmm. And I want to say another one. I can't remember what it was, but... Yeah, but those are scaled down playsets, you know, not like like our playsets that we've had before. Where, you know, I mean, a Grayskull is big, and that attorney is going to be huge.
You know, some of the Paw Patrol ones are like 4 feet tall.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know that line.
Yeah, they're massive.
Huh.
It's like an attorney set.
Really?
Yeah.
Which the new 2002 X. Castle Grayskull is very pared down, not in price, but it is pared down in size.
Yeah, those electronics are expensive.
They are very expensive, apparently. Double the cost of original Castle Grayskull.
Really? Yeah, I think, what was it, 126?
That castle's 140.
Oh, 140,
and you can go buy Origins Grayskull for, I mean, I even saw it on sale on Twitter for 65.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's Target literally double the cost. Yeah. It's electronics, man. They get you. Yeah,
right. So let's do this again. Filmation versus vintage. Since we're talking about the She-Ra line, let's add the Horde into the mix. You think they will do the... what's the playset? I'm brain fogging right now. That comes with the Horde.
The Fright Zone?
Yeah, the Fright Zone. Sorry.
The one that's on your shelf?
Yeah, the one that's right behind me.
Run around!
I'm sorry, man. It's old man brain. But, the Fright Zone. So if they did a Fright Zone, I'm pretty sure they would stick with the original. Or do you want it to look like the Filmation? Like the outside.
I would want it to look like that one.
Or a hybrid of the two. Because they got to expand it a little bit, you know?
Yeah, but Grayskull and Eternia are pretty close to their original.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is kind of a wimpy playset, though. There's not a lot to it. I mean, there's the tree and the sock and a cage, you know?
Right.
Yeah. The worst.
But I was saying, because the way it's shaped in the cartoon, it's really cool with all that, you know, design. So, I mean, it could be one of those where it opens and you have, like, the tree and, the puppet and all that stuff on one side. And then you have the Filmation design next to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get that in Masterverse.
Masterverse? Jeez.
Maybe.
I don't want to place that in Masterverse. That'd be expensive.
15 foot tall.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't want a Castle Grayskull in Masterverse.
Well, I didn't even get the Classics one. I got nowhere to put it.
Yeah,
I'm still angry about that.
Yeah,
I don't have $1,600 to order it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know. But, you know, like, we have to get the figures first, you know, we're jumping ahead. So, I don't know. So, Ryan, since you've been pretty quiet and reading your emails while we're talking, you got anything to say?
No, I'm just looking at Princess of Power stuff.
Hey, I need a Starburst She-Ra and a Crystal Sheen Swiftwind when you go toy hunting.
Okay, send me your credit card and I'll go buy them for you. Thanks.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you guys all bring up great points, and I think. I don't know. I think with She-Ra coming out here in Masterverse, and I know they're doing Hordak as well and Catra, I mean, maybe that's them testing the waters. I mean, maybe they'll be like, you know, I know they had one version of She-Ra, but now, you know, maybe with a Catra, they'll be like, if these sell, that might be their tipping point to go, okay, let's expand that out. I mean, they're doing it with 2000X. Like, are they going to do all the other 2000X characters, re-release them because they've already done them in Origin? So are we going to get a Triclops that's just a 2000X version? Like, maybe that's an Origins. I don't know. But I think, you know, you're limiting yourself when you hit this road of there's not much more you can do with the Origin stuff unless you start bringing in some new stuff. Now, I know that requires, you know, new molds, all that stuff, all the tooling and whatnot. But, you know, if you kind of, they all, you know, looking at the pictures here on eBay, just looking at them and they're very similar, you know, they have the minor things that have different things with them, but for the most part, they're 90% the same, just like Origin figures. So it wouldn't set them back much to do it. And I think, you know, bringing in, do we need every horse? No, probably not. But it would be great to have a Swiftwind. And I mean, with the, you know, the Stridor, you know, that we got, like the legs were now movable, which is great. And I think you could have a very articulated one. I mean, hell, McFarlane did it with, you know, a Build-A-Figure. Like, I'd be okay with a Build-A-Figure Swiftwind. Like, they did a big, you know, the Dark Knight horse. Like, I'd be okay with that. Like, I'll pay an extra $5 a figure to get a nice big Build-A-Figure. So I think they can do it. Again, I don't think we're going to see anything new for 3 years, maybe, you know, with all the stuff they announced at San Diego Comic-Con and such. But, you know, they might surprise us. Look at the Grizzlor and the Wundar.
Yeah, so if they, okay, let's say they do come out with the line and they're waiting another 2 years, that's a big plan of sprinkling in whatever they're sprinkling in next year without any She-Ra figures. Let's just say that they're not putting She-Ra figures out. Are they just going to, like, let the line get to the end and start sprinkling them in? I mean, that'll make it a little bit tired, I think, after a while. You know, all of a sudden it's all She-Ra stuff, you know.
They could be waiting 2 or 3 years to get closer to that 40-year mark, too, though.
Oh, for the She-Ra cartoon itself?
Yeah, because that first figure that came out was the 35th anniversary. You know, so now we're 2 years past that, so you just wait a couple more years and there you are.
Yeah,
2025. I mean, but again, they showed a ton at San Diego Comic-Con. Doesn't mean that they showed everything.
No,
you
know, of course.
Yeah. I mean, if you show everything, if you show your hand, you reveal your hand too early, then, you know, you lose the game. So it might be, and maybe that's what they're doing, but I don't know.
Theory, though, did we last year during, you know, PowerCon and stuff, they showed everything that was coming out this year. Is there anything that came out that we didn't see then? I'm trying to think.
Well, we did.
They had some stuff locked out on the box because they're like, "Oh, we can't show you this."
Yeah, that was the exclusives. That was Grizzlor and CamoCon.
Yeah.
So
no, these were Master. I thought they were Masterverse figures.
Well, they could be, but I'm talking about the Origins.
I think they did for both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I know. They showed the King Grayskull exclusive, but I don't remember the one. I'm trying to think of which one it is that is would have been blocked out. I can't recall.
That'd have been Kaldar.
No, he was already announced.
Was he?
Yeah.
They announced Wundar.
Yeah, they announced Wundar and Kaldar, but they didn't have the other two. So that was Grizzlor and CamoCon. I'm trying to remember the Masterverse one, because Ryan's right. I believe it was blocked out. One of them was the
It was the New Adventure line or the New Eternia line. They named it, but they didn't show it.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Okay, yeah. It was the Skeletor and He-Man. Okay.
You know, so in a way, they did show their hand or whatever. They showed everything that was coming out.
Yeah, that's a tease, though. That's just saying, hey, look at what's coming. You know, they didn't say. Well, they also mentioned, you know, all the other Masterverse lines like She-Ra and or the Pop line and stuff, but they didn't say anything about New Adventures or Sunman until recently as well for Masterverse.
Yeah, but how much of that is a licensing thing, though? I mean, they were still working on the Sunman stuff at that time.
Yeah,
Same with New Adventures.
Right. Yeah, like Ryan said and I said earlier, they can't say everything all at once because it's not going to keep people excited. I mean, they'll be excited, but it's not like, you know, they need that excitement every so often. You know, they can't just tell you all now and then we're like, okay, we'll just wait for it. You know, now we're speculating, we're still talking. I mean, we're doing the episode about it. You know, I think that's the interest that they're looking for. And I, like they said, they do, like they're saying, they listen to the fans. And I believe them now because of what they did with Grizzlor and Wundar. I mean, I have to give it to them for that. And they are bringing in a lot of cool stuff. I want to see more of that as well. The exclusive
weapons pack.
Well, yeah, that's the, you know, well, there was She-Ra had a lot of accessories, yeah. You know, a lot of those clothing accessories, you know, like Barbie type of stuff, you know, if we're talking about the dolls.
Yep.
I doubt they would do that for the Origins line. And that brings back to us talking, do we want the cloth, you know, the closed version, or do we want the plastic version? I think that's tough because it's, you know, Origins is supposed to mimic vintage, like I've said earlier, but at the same time, some of our vintage figures didn't come with the fabric version of capes and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see if they do that with this line, but I'm still hard on wanting, because you say you want Catra. I want a Catra. I actually want a vintage Catra. I don't have a vintage Catra, but
she's fantastic.
Yeah. I want the Filmation version. I keep saying that too, but I want the Filmation version in Origins because that, to me, opens up more of the characters to be made in Origins. But I know Ryan's shaking his head no, and I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, that's why it's conflicting to me, but the Seahawk as a vintage or as a Origins figure would be great. Any of those characters, you know. It's yeah, because they're coming out the Horde. We already know that, but I want a Scorpia. I definitely want a Scorpia in Origins, and a Shadow Weaver, but those aren't in the original line. And or a Huntara. What about Octavia?
Maybe there's some licensing, you know, stuff that we haven't thought of is the reason. Maybe they're trying to get some licensing stuff worked out for some of those designs.
Yeah, I can see that because
it's a possibility.
But they already made Filmation Koldar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of the original Princess of Power dolls. Maybe there's some licensing there they're trying to figure out.
But they own it, though, don't they? It's all Mattel, I believe.
I mean, I don't know. I was just saying that maybe that's an option.
No, I agree with you.
You know, we still don't have Mechaneck. Like, we just saw Mechaneck, and he was one of the first figures.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, he's
Bob. Yeah, we just finally saw him.
Yeah, he's
so
coming out next
year. Who knows what order this stuff's going to come out in.
Yeah, we can debate that forever. You know, we'll never know until they announce it. That's why I don't like going off of rumors. I don't search for rumors. I don't like the breaking news all of a sudden, you know, this guy heard this and this is what we believe type stuff. I wait for it to be officially announced because then I know for sure it's coming. You know, we can all assume that they're going to make everything in Origins from the vintage line. They're teasing all that stuff of Preternia on the CamelCon art. I mean, they had the dinosaurs on there. That's one of the things I don't have from Vintage is I don't have the three dinosaurs. The toy shop down here has them, but they're $500 a piece over there, and that's I can't spend another $1,500
just on. You spent $3,000 this week. What's the deal?
Yeah, right.
$1,500 more. Swap that card.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's easy to do that until you start having to pay it off. You know, but then you got.
Well, and I think it comes down to, you know, like you said, you know, Bobby, like it's the fans. And I think if we get these She-Ra's figures from Masterverse, Catra, whatever, keep tagging Mattel, Masters of the Universe, like I think they do see that. And I think if we're like, hey, please bring more, you know, like keep it, the momentum going. I mean, I think all of us have a good enough, you know, reach for people and keep people retweet a lot, like, you know, and just keep it going. And, you know, if that's really what people want to see and, you know, and we want to see it, like, I think that's what it takes is, you know, when they hear those things coming from the fans, I mean, well, clearly we know now they're listening. We're now like, don't disappoint us.
No, but on the flip side, it is going to take a while though for new figures because they got to design them and they got to make the molds.
Well, they got Tila. Yeah. Well, they could do the Tila and Evil-Lyn She-Ra bodies. You know, I mean, if they're going to go that way, you know, because I know the vintage is a lot different, but they can go that way. I wouldn't mind, but I still need a couple of those Filmation figures. that's what keeps me going. You know, I love them, and it's. It's hard to explain, but I do, and I don't know. So that brings up, you know, the big one, the Loki or Luki, you know, he's in every single cartoon of that show. Do you want him?
Yeah.
But hey, they had be a two pack. That'd be.
But they had those figures though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they're vintage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like a Snarf Thundercats thing. Yeah. Right. It was just like he was a little solid piece of plastic.
He's just worthless.
Yeah. He didn't have any movement. And...
But he looks weird, or they can make him look really cool as a Filmation figure. Yeah. That design.
Actually, I think...
By the way, I don't know if anybody noticed, but you got to find him in our screens. He's in one of our screens if you're watching this.
I think Cowell's belly opened.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now here. I have my book in front of me.
Yeah, I can hear you. We're rattling the page.
The more you know.
I think episode 4 is Bobby's Filmation intervention.
Why do I need an intervention for? I'm stuck in it. You need
an intervention.
I've watched it 40 years. So I can't. How am I going to not? How are you going to take that out of my head? You know?
You're wanting to erase my whole Princess of Power line.
It's gonna be like
Filmation version.
It's gonna be like Clockwork Orange. He's gonna have me sit there and with my eyes wide open, staring at something else. New adventures for 50 days.
Yeah, you're gonna have to drink your milk though.
Yeah, right.
Well, what they should do is just blend them together and just have little pieces of everything. Then we'll just make everyone happy.
Well, that's the problem, though.
They're make no one happy. That makes no one happy.
Yeah, and it's not going to make
two.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to want to do that.
You can say Rhino version and the Bobby version.
It was a magic 8-ball type thing. You lift the belly to get your answer. You know, and I never had any of the Princess of Power, you know, growing up. I mean, I'm like Bobby here. I only knew the cartoon, really. You know, but I did watch the cartoon. I mean, I was a little younger, so I was really into it. So,
well, you got to think, too, at that time, there was a lot of good stuff out that appealed to, you know, me. A lot of good cartoons, and She-Ra didn't appeal to me because I was so upset that it didn't have He-Man, Trapjaw, Skeletor. I mean, they were in a couple episodes here and there, but it made me feel weird when I watched it. I don't know what it was, but I don't get it. I watch it now, and I like
tingly down there.
No, like yeah.
That was the puberty kicking in.
There. Yeah, my puberty.
Yeah,
let's raise that sword.
He was raising his sword up too.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Ryan.
Hey, I don't think we swore yet, but he goes. Oh man, that's another baggie he's gonna have to get from my friend in the mail.
Nope, we're not starting that. No inside jokes.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. I think I was just because I was upset, you know, that it wasn't the same. The show wasn't continuing because I loved it so much as a kid. And I wanted another season.
It had a lot of episodes.
It had a different feel, too.
Yeah, it definitely did. Yep. A lot of difference. But I watch it now, and I enjoy it. Yeah, he does. But I mean,
grandfather shows up. Yeah. Like, she goes and visits Randor and Marlena quite a bit.
I get that. I get that. I'm talking about it, me being 12 years old when it came out. You know?
Well, I was angry that her sword was silver. I was like, where is the gold sword? Why is it silver? Like, you know, there was so many changes.
Maybe it doesn't come off good on the art when they did it. Who knows? Well, they probably wanted to keep it the same as the power sword from He-Man, kind of, you know, dual swords type of deal. Who knows? But, yeah, we'll see. I, you know, like I said, I'm still conflicted with the figures itself. I really want to see the Filmation, as I keep mentioning. I know I'm an old man now. I repeat
Episode
myself.
Episode 4.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk that. Yeah.
So to summarize it, though, we want it all.
We want it all.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. You know, Mattel ain't going to do that. They're going to pick one way or the other, and that's why I'm trying to figure out what you guys want to see most. And it's
well, no, that's not true because we have a box coming out that has four versions of He-Man in it.
Yes,
it has the Filmation He-Man, the New Adventures He-Man. The 2002 X He-Man. I mean, the 2000 X He-Man and the 2002 X He-Man. So they do make different versions because you are going to get your cake and eat it too because Origins has a vintage He-Man and a Filmation He-Man. So there's a chance they'll do that with some She-Ra figures as well.
Yeah, but those are exclusives, though. They're not going to continue a line of just or a Filmation.
Well, I mean, maybe He-Man. Maybe the Filmation Catra version will be an exclusive.
Yeah, I mean,
well, and maybe with these hour or one day, you know, windows that they're putting, if they see a big enough thing, why not? You know, why not?
Yeah, made to order.
I hope that's the case from now on.
And that's a good point, though. They might do an exclusive first for a few of those, you know, a few of those pop characters, and just to see what the interest is. You know, that'd be one way to do it.
My guess be if it was a exclusive, I think they would do what they did with She-Ra. With the hair and the fabric material. I think if you want a true vintage version, you have to get the exclusive. The store version is going to be the plastic. It doesn't have to necessarily be Filmation version, but I think they'll probably go that route. Even though I would prefer Catra as the Filmation. Because that opens up, to me, in my mind, they'll make more of the Filmation characters that I want to see. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just my
Princess
old man.
Princess of Power brain. Erasure. Princess of Power Erasure. Yeah, right. I'm not here for it.
Okay. So, what's your takeaway then with this? Just sum up what your thoughts are on each of these topics that we talked today real quick. Like your favorite version you want to see and all that stuff, just to summarize.
I mean, personally, I don't care. I would just like to see anything. So, I mean, you know, Rhino, sorry, if they release Filmation, I think we'd have to be happy with it. Bobby, if they released, you know, the classics ones or the, you know, the vintage ones, then we'd have to be happy with that. But I think all in all, I think the consensus with all of us, and I'm not speaking for all of us, but I think it is the more the better. And I think, you know, I think it comes down to us fans making sure Mattel and all of them know that we want these. And I think buy them when you see them in store, you know, and that does help as well.
Yeah, and I think there's a large enough community out there from people we talk to on Twitter and Facebook and stuff that there is a large group of us that do want these figures.
Yeah, and if the only thing we get is the Filmation versions, of course I'm still going to buy them. I mean, I'm still going to get them. You know, if that's what I get, that's what I get. And I'm going to love it all regardless because I love every bit of it. I just don't understand where my Battle Armor She-Ra figure is.
It's coming out right after your new adventure, She-Ra.
Yeah, that's a.
I'll take it.
New Eternia. New Eternia.
Yeah.
That's you know, what... I do have to say on the talk with She-Ra, my 2000X She-Ra, the SDCC exclusive. I really like that figure. That's probably one of my favorite. Probably one of my favorite figures.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have that one. I don't get a lot of exclusives.
Classics made a new adventure, She-Ra. It looks really good.
Really?
Yeah. Galactic Princess.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm sure when they make the live action, there'll be a whole cycle of figures for that, too. So
yeah, because
I'll get to buy all those.
Yeah, you do have that audience of that, but I think they would scream if it didn't look like the cartoon. I think I don't think they would be too interested in the vintage or origins. I don't. I could be wrong because I think they would like just that version itself.
I tried to buy the Netflix cartoon She-Ra dolls, but I'd never found them in stores. They were only, online exclusives and con exclusive type situations. And all I could ever find them were with the scalper tax, and so they were crazy expensive. But they made great figures too. So that's my final thought is I want anything and everything She-Ra. Give it to me. Whatever format, whatever version, I want it.
Okay, so I think we're all in agreement that we want it to appear. And I'm all for it too. You know, like I said, I prefer the Filmation more than the vintage. But at the same time, Origins is based on vintage figures. But yeah, I think... just hopefully it sells. I know a lot of people are saying it doesn't sell because they're geared towards more girls. But I think the fan base nowadays is hungry for it all compared to, you know, separate things. I don't think they want it separated because I think that's why they're asking for all this 2000X, you know, and the Masterverse. Not the Masterverse, but the CGI cartoon to be made as well. You know, so I think fans are more accepting of it as a total now. I mean, they did that with Classics, so why not with Origins? I think Origins can, like someone said today on Twitter, they could expand and be the biggest toy line Mattel has produced for Masters of the Universe, He-Man stuff. So we shall see. It's just exciting to talk about and fun. And to speculate, but I, you know, maybe Bob's right. It might be one of those 2025 deals, you know, a few years away. Yeah. I mean, that's still what, 3 years from now. Well, it's 2.5, you know, but who knows? We'll see. But I still think they should sprinkle it in soon.
I do too.
Yeah. Before it gets too far in. And then, you know, you're bombarded with a bunch of She-Ra stuff and everybody's doesn't want that, you know, getting everything else. But we'll see. I just want to say thanks for everybody tuning in. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit like, subscribe, share. If you're listening to us on audio, we're available pretty much anywhere you can get your podcast. We also have a website at collectorsofpower.com. We are adding more stuff to it, and Bob's been working pretty hard on that. It's going to be pretty exciting to have some stuff that we want to show you on there as well. And, if I just want to say thanks for everybody listening, have a good time and we'll see you in 2 weeks. See you, everybody.
She-Ra, She-Ra, yeah.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you.